American Airlines flight number 1239 touched down at SeaTac Airport, and a family of Syrian refugees walked down the jetway and into a new life. They're one of the first families to arrive in the Seattle area since the U.S. agreed to take in more Syrian refugees. A civil war in that country has displaced more than 4 million people. KUOW's Liz Jones was there for this airport arrival.
The welcome crew includes about six people with bundles of pink roses.
Give the older, the mom and the older daughter the flowers.
And welcome signs in Arabic.
This one says, "Thanks God for your safety."
That's Yukana Yusuf. He's with a refugee resettlement agency called World Relief Seattle. Next to him, Carrie Conklin waits with a sparkly gift bag.
Just a little care package of candies and, you know, a little candle. Also some cardamom.
Conklin is part of a church group that's volunteered to help this refugee family get settled.
They're here.
Another World Relief staffer leads the family out of the arrival area. The father's in a tan, three-piece suit. It falls a bit long over his hands and shoes. His wife follows close behind, along with their six children. The oldest is 19 and shy, the youngest 5 and full of spunk.
Marhaba. You guys want to give the flowers?
The Alhamdan family speaks zero English, so Yusuf translates. He introduces the welcome party. Everyone just smiles and nods. Then the father, Bassam, tells us something already clear from their faces. The family is exhausted.
So he's so tired from being traveling for 2 days, from Jordan to Cairo, Egypt, then New York, then Chicago, then here. All what they want to get now is some food and a bed to get some rest.
American Airlines flight 2310 from Dallas.
We walk toward the baggage claim, and World Relief staffer Scott Ellis describes the days ahead for this family.
They're actually going to go to a host home with a local family and stay with them and just rest and recharge while we kind of go over the plan for the first couple months that they're here. And eventually they'll meet with an employment specialist to talk about what work looks like, and then the kids will get into schools and doctor's appointments if those are necessary and things like that.
In a couple weeks, the agency will move the family into their own apartment in Federal Way.
Are you sure?
The Alhamdan family are among the millions who fled a violent civil war in Syria. And since then, only about 25 other Syrian refugees have been resettled in Washington state. But the numbers are expected to gradually nudge upwards. In September, President Obama announced the U.S. aims to take in at least 10,000 Syrian refugees next year, although many relief agencies called for much, much more. The mom and kids sit on a bench to wait for their luggage, and we go over names again.
Okay, nice to meet you.
There's laughter, then a sobering moment, and everyone's shouting. 5-year-old Ahmad has sprinted to the door, nearly to the street. He returns with a wide grin. All is forgiven. And everyone's attention turns to another church member who's arrived with her small dog. The younger kids can't get enough. 10 large bags come off the carousel. This is all the family has carried as they fled Syria to a refugee camp in Jordan. Again, Yusuf translates for Bassam, the father.
So yeah, he was in the camp in Jordan for 7 months. Then he decided to move out to find a better place.
He says the camp lacked clean water and he ended up with kidney problems.
Okay, so mainly, you know, like refugee camps mostly is not the very perfect environment.
We walk toward the parking garage, and this time, one of the caseworkers takes young Ahmad by the hand. Bassam stops and gestures around. He's wondering where he can smoke.
Okay. You want to see?
They tell him it's a half-hour car ride. Can he wait?
Okay. He can wait.
Bassam nods. His family left Syria nearly 3 years ago. They've learned to be patient, waiting for so many things, and especially for today. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.